Unit 9. Hypothetical questions. What if? 1. If you were stranded on an island, what would you do?
First, I would try to look for help. For example, I would find rocks to make the letters SOS on the beach. They should be big enough so planes that pass by can see them and help me. Second, I would try to find water and food. Collecting raindrops, eating fruits, or fishing in the sea are good ways. Then, I would start a fire and find shelter or build one using the trees, leaves, and other materials I can find.
2. If you had to travel 100 years into the past or 100 years into the future, which would you choose? Why?
I would choose to travel to the future. I'm very curious to see what the world would be like after 100 years. I can imagine that there would be a dramatic change in the climate. The sea level may have risen a lot, and many rare animals would be extinct. Therefore, I want to take some pictures of this scene. Then, I will show them to people now. I hope that these pictures would then encourage people to work together to save the Earth.
3. You find a book and start to read it. After a few pages, you realize the book is about your life. You read up to the point that you are at now in real life. Would you turn the page to know what happens next?
I would not turn the page. I think it would stop me from living my life to the fullest, because I would know what would happen next. There would be no excitement or surprise, and so it would be a very boring life. I would know that no matter what I did, every event that happens in the future would be the same. My actions would have the same outcomes as what was written in the book. Also, after reading about my future, some of the events may make me angry or sad, and I do not want to feel that way all the time.